The last picture up there was me and my dad. We were on a fishing trip just out here at New Smyrna. It's good to be out on the water together, and we were with some other friends, and we didn't catch a whole lot that day, but we had a good time just making memories and being together. And I want to thank many of you for reaching out to me this week and even this morning. This is my first Father's Day without my dad, having lost him back on February 28th. And I'm very thankful today for a legacy that my dad did leave for me and my family. And he taught me these little lessons along the way, of which I'm very thankful. I can't do too much for those that are less fortunate than I am. I guess I should try, right? I know I've wronged people. I know at times I'm not faithful. I know at times I probably need to write a handwritten note and put it on the back of our bedroom door or Andy and Avery's bedroom door and say, "Hey, Dad missed it this time, but I want to make it right if I can." Never too late to make a wrong right. I want to be able to remember life. I want to record life. I want to be able to look back and say, "Man, remember when we did this, and remember when we went there, and remember when we played that game or that game." And I want to be able to record life. But there's one other thing my dad modeled for me that I know is just now starting to reach its full impact now that I'm about to hit 40 years old. I know that these things happened so long ago, but at the time as a teenager, no offense to our students, no offense to our teens, no offense to our young 20-year-olds. But I know at the time, my life was being lived in such a way that I was oblivious to the things that really mattered that my parents were trying to say to me and model for me. And there's a reality, church, that we got to grow up a little bit before we truly start catching on and go, "Oh, Maybe mom and dad aren't as dumb as I thought they were when I was 16. Maybe I didn't know everything when I was 23. Maybe they actually were a little farther down the road in the game of life. Maybe they knew some things I didn't know, saw some things I didn't see." And so I'll never forget, as a teenager, my dad would come home, and probably beginning at about the eighth grade, we started hearing a knock on our door. We'd go to the door, and Tom Beverly would be standing in our front door. We didn't know Tom for a long time. We just knew that Tom worked with my dad on the construction field. One day, Tom showed up with a guitar. It was the first guitar ever received. He gave it to me as a gift. He got it out of a dumpster. He brought it to me as a gift. I still have it today. And something happened. Tom saw Jesus alive in my dad and started leaning on my dad for accountability because of the demons that Tom was dealing with, primarily drugs and alcohol. Tom was a very smart guy. He was actually ahead of my dad on the ladder at work. So Tom would get his paycheck, and I'm not kidding you, Tom would come by our house with wads of thousands of dollars in his pocket. You know what would happen when Tom would come? After about a month or so of this, when the door would knock, Tom would walk in. You know what mom and dad would do to me? They'd send me to grandma's. "Dwayne, go to your grandma's for a little bit." "Okay." Tom started leaning on my dad to say, "I've got to give you this money because if I don't give this to you, I know where it's going to be in 24 hours. My parents started getting in the habit of keeping wads of cash for Tom so that it could be safe and not spent on drugs or alcohol, but so that he could pay rent for his family, buy food, buy gas, the things that dads need to do in order to provide. But I can tell you this, whereas Tom became a close friend later in life as we walked beside Tom for a long time and got to know his family eventually, I can tell you this, Tom originally entered into our lives as a stranger. Tom entered into our lives as someone we had never met, who's standing at our front door, who's addicted to drugs and alcohol. And I know the world has changed some in the last 20, 25 years, but even at that time, it's that question of, do we bring that person in? Do we welcome that person? What are they going to bring with them? Who are they associated with? What does this look like for us as a family? This morning, we continue our series in Hebrews 13, and we simply visit this verse, Hebrews 13, verse 2. Last week, the writer of Hebrews said this. He said, church, keep on loving each other. Look across the aisle. Love each other. Look in front of you. Love each other. Look behind you. Love each other. Church, in the body of Christ, have that phileo love for each other so that nobody walks this journey alone. Care for each other. Reach out to each other. And I hope that some of you this week actually took advantage of displaying a tangible expression of love in the life of someone else. I hope you did that this week as it relates to your card. Well, today I'm giving you a different card. You'll get one of these cards every week throughout this summer series. On the front of that card today, it simply has our scripture for today. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. I'm convinced today, now almost 40 years old, I'm convinced that when Tom Beverly walked up to our front door, he was not only a stranger, he was an angel that was coming into our lives. And I'm thankful that today, my dad did not shun him, push him away, exclude him, because even though there were times I got sent to grandma's house, I know that I was sent to grandma's house so conversation could take place in our home that was best for Tom and best not for me to be present. Somewhere along the way, my dad picked up on this idea that life can be extended through others as we reach out to those on the margin, and I got to witness my dad do that. Here's the deal. We've suffered incredible tragedy this past week in Orlando. There are four primary areas of conversation that I think we're going to hear for the next 6 months until this election is over. We're going to hear about gun control. We're going to hear about ISIS. We're going to continue to hear about the LGBT community and what this means for them coming out of this tragedy in their community. And also, we're going to continue to hear rhetoric about refugees, about those that are trying to leave hostile environments and countries and get to safe havens. And friends, today the purpose is not to have political pander about any of those issues, but the purpose today is to simply say that the word directs us as believers to be hospitable to the stranger. To be hospitable to the one we do not know, the one we do not recognize, the one we cannot vouch for. And the truth is in order to do that, we have to extend ourselves to them in love and on some level in trust, know that this is what God is calling us to do as we extend ourselves to the Tom Beverleys of our lives. Because some way, somehow, I believe God wants us to move beyond singing and be love in the lives of those around us, not only across the aisle, but also those we do not know, those we do not recognize, those whose stories we have not heard. The way the writer put it in Hebrews 13 was, don't forget, church, show hospitality to strangers, for in so doing, you could actually be entertaining a heavenly being. One little nuance before we go. Last week I told you that the word phileo, the Greek word for brotherly love, was the word used in verse 1. So in Hebrews 13:1, the writer says, continue to phileo one another. Continue to love each other with this brotherly love. Embrace one another. Care for each other. Reach out to each other. And what's so interesting to me is that the same word, phileo, is the root word in the Greek for hospitality. And so the writer uses the same exact words in talking about the brother or sister in the Christian community as he uses to talk about the stranger. He says, as it relates to the stranger, as it relates to the foreigner, as it relates to the one in your midst that you do not know their story, you do not recognize their face, you maybe cannot vouch for them, phileo them. Love them. Reach out to them. Embrace them. Care for them. And so I got to see it in my dad. I know there are other examples that you have in your own lives. But I just want to implore us, church, as we think about where we are today as a society, as we think about where we are as a people, as we think about where we are as a church, what does it mean like, what does it mean for us to phileo the stranger and not forget to show hospitality to them? You have the card in front of you. I told you you're going to get one of these cards every week throughout the summer series. On the front of it, it simply has the verse for today's passage. And on the back, it simply has one question. It simply asks this question: how might Christ seek to shape or change the way you receive, respect, and respond to the strangers that you meet on the path of life? How might Christ seek to shape or change the way you receive, respect, and respond to the strangers that you meet on the path of life? Church, may we not go out into this world foolishly. May we not go out into this world recklessly. But may we go out into this world ready to extend ourselves to those around us, maybe even those who, when we make ourselves vulnerable to them, could break our trust. And in so doing, we won't be forgetting to show phileo to the strangers around us. Amen, church? I'm going to pray for us, and then Brother Jim's going to come up and share the benediction with us today. Lord, we've had some fun today. I saw some stuff I never thought I'd see today, Lord. Brad Miles did a face plant right here in this room. God, I pray that as a people, we would pursue you as vigorously as he pursued that peppermint. God, if that means we fall on our face at times, help us up. God, make us aware today of the strangers in our midst, the person at work that no one ever engages, the person at school that no one ever talks to, the person along the way in the grocery store that just looks distressed, that looks tired, that looks sad. And God, help us to be a people who does not forget the strangers in our midst, despite the fact that we live lives that are driven by our own agendas and our own to-do lists. God, help us today not to forget to love the stranger. And God, we know that'll make us vulnerable to broken trust. It'll make us vulnerable to hurt. But God, we will trust in you along the way. We love you. We pray these things in Jesus' name.